Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome back to the show. Racism, 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 racism. Let's talk about racism. Can we talk about race? Because it's a big, 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 big topic right here. December 9th, 2014. There's a lot going on in the United States. Regardless of where you live, you probably heard about Ferguson, Missouri. A young African-American male shot dead by a white police officer. You may have heard of Eric Garner in New York City. Put in a chokehold, said I can't breathe, and now he's dead. I'm not taking a side, so don't look for me to go, you know, crazy one way or another on this. But I am going to give an observation, and this is just Sam Crowley's observation. So, yeah, that's just my thoughts on this whole what's going. And look, there's another 12-year-old boy that was shot and killed by a white police officer outside of Cleveland, walking through the park with a fake gun. Cop thought it was a real gun, pulled up on him in less than 2 seconds. I don't even know if he got a chance to ask a question. Boom, dead, shot him. Tamir. So, hey, look, man, there's a lot going on in the U.S., and I'm not afraid to touch the third wheel, or the third rail, rather, religion, politics, race, whatever it is. I'm not afraid to go there. I'm just not going to tell you something that I don't believe, okay? And I believe there's a lot going on. There's a lot of anger, man, a lot of anger. Blacks and whites going back and forth. You don't believe me, just get on Twitter. Get on Twitter and search Eric Garner. Get on Twitter and just search Ferguson. And, I mean, you could literally get lost in 12 hours of just reading violent, nasty tweets full of hate and rage. And then there's a few that are introspective. There's a few that are, you know, they try to provide, and this was what I want to talk about on the show today, a solution. You know, and the solution, as tough as it may sound, it starts with that individual that you're looking at in the mirror every single day. It doesn't start with dropping the N-bomb on Twitter, which, you know, a lot of people are doing out there. Look, guys, it's crazy, man. It's absolutely nuts. It doesn't start by accusing anybody of doing anything. It starts by being present, all right, and then looking at that individual in the mirror, black or white, and saying, okay, all of it. I can't control what's going on. Sam Crowley, I can't control what's going on in New York City and Staten Island. All right. Sam Crowley, I can't control what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. But you know what I can be? I can be the best Sam Crowley I could possibly ever imagine being. And that's a lot of work. Let me tell you something. For me, I'm a work in progress, man, just like you. I have so many flaws. It would take me 25 podcasts just today to get through even the scratching the surface of them. But I'm not an individual who walks around full of hate. I'm just not, and I'm not an individual who walks around looking to be offended. I'm not an individual who walks around looking to be angry, but I am an individual who doesn't subscribe to BS. I mean, just tell me the truth, okay? If we got a racial issue, I want to know what it is, and I don't want it to be veiled in, you know, an agenda, political or otherwise. I just want the truth. I want the facts, you know, because I can never view the world through the eyes of a black person. It's impossible. I wouldn't even try to do it. I grew up in Bradford, PA. There was one black family in our town. Population, 8,000 people, one black family. I think there might have been one black kid in our high school. I'm trying to think. I think there was one, possibly. And we had about 1,000 people in our high school, okay? 10th through 12th. One African-American kid, maybe, okay? And then I went to college at the Penn State Erie campus. And there, you know, obviously, you know, there was more black people there, boys and girls, but not a lot. I'd say they represented maybe, I don't know, 10 to 15%, maybe 20% of the population of campus, but I doubt that's it. Because Erie, you know, Erie has its own inner city, but also, you know, it's that's predominantly white. So for me, and then I went to I went to West Palm Beach. There was two African-American gentlemen that I work with as stockbrokers. Then I worked in Buffalo, and I think we had one. So I'm telling you, this has been my own experience. So as I explain my whole upbringing, you can see how I got no clue how a black person views society. No idea. When they see a police officer, I have no idea what's going through their mind. Okay, no more than how they can tell me how I feel, right? I mean, it's just, but that's what you see online every day. White people telling black people how they should feel. Black people telling white people how they should feel about the situation. Nobody saying, you know what? I'm going to start right now, me, and I'm going to see if I can make a difference just with who I am and how I act every day, staying out of trouble, staying out of jail, staying out of judgment, not being a white elitist, you know, not taking your country club attitude, and all of these things on both sides of it. And boy, it's explosive, isn't it? Because some people are listening to this podcast right now thinking, Sam, you're a complete ass. You know, I used to think you had some semblance of a brain. You're a joke, dude. And then we got other people listening saying, wow, Sam, you're really nailing this. You're dead on. I'm not looking for approval, and I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just saying what I know to be true is I can only control the person that I see in the mirror every day. When I walk out the door every day, I can choose to be offended. I can choose to be angry. I can choose to stand in judgment of other people. And I've done all three of those, by the way. And I'm going to do all three in the future because I'm completely flawed. But I don't go looking for that. I don't go looking for a fight. Okay. When I start my car in the morning, I don't get on the highway looking to get into any type of road race. It's just not my DNA. You know, I used to be that guy, though. Like, I would get out, get going, and I would just wait to be offended every single day. And as I see, I mean, I watch, I put my girls to bed at night, and then I'll turn on cable TV and I'll turn on the news just to get an idea. I don't form my opinions based on the news because that's all politically driven too, guys. I mean, these are people feeding you, depending on what network you want to listen to. You know, if you want a great liberal view and that's all you want, tune in to NBC, MSNBC rather. Here in the U.S., by the way, I'm talking about the United States. I know we have people in 100 countries listening. If you want a ultra-conservative view, tune into Fox News, and they'll tell you how to think on both sides. I'll tune into both those places, the network news, whatever. Mainly, I like to get a lot of my, you know, news online, Twitter, Facebook. Twitter, because you can search on Facebook. You can search on Twitter, rather. I'm getting Facebook and Twitter because I use them so much. Facebook is, that's my more personal business relationships. Twitter's where I like to get my news because people pop links up there, say, hey, check this out, check that out, check this out, check that out. And I prefer to go data mining on my own. But I will not get into a racial argument with somebody, white or black, on Twitter because I think that is so much wasted time. I mean, you'll see people on Twitter, they literally will sit there all day long. They have no job, okay? White or black, I'm not taking a stand, it doesn't matter. White or black, no job, just want to start crap with somebody that will listen and get so nasty. I mean, drag you right down into the gutter with the way they speak and the way they think. And it's totally random. They'll say it to anybody based on what your avatar looks like. Isn't that funny, man? We judge people by avatars as well. Avatars are the little, you know, photo you see next to somebody's screen name on Twitter or on Facebook, their profile photo. And if they're white, 50-year-old white man, you automatically make a judgment about them. And if they're a 17-year-old African-American, you automatically make a judgment about them. And isn't that wild? It's like when I speak to audiences in London, for example, very diverse, okay, very diverse crowd. Palm Springs, very diverse crowd. And I love it because I love deep conversations about social issues. I love it because I want to learn how the other half thinks, man. Right? I mean, if I'm 100% white, German, Irish, I'd love to learn from an African-American atheist, you know? What would be ideal, would be an amazing conversation with me. Because I'm a white American Christian with my own upbringing. I just described it to you. Very sheltered, okay, in a small town in western Pennsylvania. If I could get somebody from a third world country even who's an atheist and doesn't believe in God, I would love to drill into their mind and just understand more about them and their culture and how they think and why they think. That's more important to me. Why do people think the way they do? And all of this, you may be thinking, did I tune into a motivational podcast or did I tune into some psychotherapy? I'm just telling you, this is what it means to be able to be free, to be able to express your opinions, be able to express your thoughts, be able to build a business, to be an entrepreneur. What, are you only going to have white people buy your products? Are you only going to have black people buy your products? I mean, I get it if the majority based on what your product is could be this or that, but don't you want to try to reach out? I mean, there's 6-7 billion people on the planet. Everybody's a potential customer. And be very careful with how you speak online. Be very slow to anger, very slow to judge people, because that person you're judging could be your next prospect, your next customer. And you're totally going to alienate them and all of their friends and their entire network based on a belief of yours that may not even be true. Isn't that wild? Think about it. That's deep, man. You know, that's like, I didn't get that 10 years ago. Like, I thought my entire market would be, you know, 40-year-old white guys. And then I got my head out of my backside and I started going to live events and started meeting people of color and different nationalities. I thought, wow, this is fascinating, man. This is really fascinating. And some of these individuals I'm describing that don't look like me, talk like me, think like me are some of my best customers and clients and joint venture partners. You know, so I just, when I get online, I think, wow, there's a lot of hate out there. Racism is rampant. I get it, man. And I'm not here to divide anybody. I'm certainly not here to divide and say we got this problem here, so let's everybody hate everybody. It's actually the opposite. Be very careful of what side you take in an argument, because that individual could be your customer, your client, your joint venture partner. And if you want to have an amazing life and you want to really contribute to society, change that person who you see every day when you look in the mirror. And I'm telling you, man, it's going to make you feel so much better. You're going to leave the house looking to build relationships, not looking to build walls up. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley. Every day is Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.